News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At least 16 people have been killed in a monster storm that swept across much of the U.S. 10 people killed in Missouri alone after a tornado outbreak. Weather Service forecaster David Ross says the danger is not over.
There's a high risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Alabama and Mississippi, but the broader area that's at risk is from the Ohio Valley south to the Gulf Coast. That includes the Florida Panhandle and Louisiana. And embedded within the severe thunderstorm risk is a significant risk of tornadoes. Over 30% chance that a tornado can be within 25 miles of any point.
Former Trump economic advisor Stephen Moore tells the Salem Radio Network President Trump was right to say there may be some economic pain for Americans as he works to fix the damage inflicted on the economy by former President Biden.
We had an administration that tried to build up the economy with massive amounts of government spending and debt, and we're trying to drain that out of the system, and there are going to be some economic strain in doing that.
Moore says Canada is going to be pressured to bring their own tariffs down because they need their trade with the United States. The Trump administration on Friday moved to dismiss lawsuits against Iowa and Oklahoma for their immigration laws. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The lawsuits had been through the Biden administration's Department of Justice to challenge laws enacted last year that make it a state crime for someone to be within the state's borders if they're in the U.S. illegally. Republican governors and lawmakers across the country had accused then-President Joe Biden of failing to enforce federal immigration law and manage the southern border. In response, Iowa and Oklahoma enacted similar laws last year, following in Texas's footsteps. All three immigration laws have been on hold while courts consider whether they unconstitutionally usurp federal immigration authority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A major contribution to a Christian homeless charity.
California's Orange County Rescue Mission is the recipient of a $200,000 donation from Chick-fil-A, the popular fast food chain. Ministry President Brian Crane tells the Christian Post that he is grateful, adding that, quote, "We are 100% privately funded and therefore completely rely on the generosity of private foundations, individual donors, and churches." Orange County Rescue Mission was formed in 1963 and provides both shelter and the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights is taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in the schools. He's ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Hiya Punjabi reports price of gold is on the way up.
Gold futures surpassed the $3,000 per troy ounce mark for the first time this week. Interest in buying gold usually comes at times of uncertainty. That's because anxious investors look for alternative places to park their money. Gold's latest heights arrive as President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs continue to escalate a trade war and make financial markets volatile. If trends continue, analysts say gold's price could continue to climb in the months ahead. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The replacements for NASA's two stranded astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. SpaceX launched the new crew from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Friday night. The four astronauts should reach the space station sometime tonight. That will pave the way for next week's return for Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.